We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And for those that listen to the show, you guys know that I like to talk to people that do good things in our community. And one of the things that I just even learned about a year ago was Shout. And I've got Bob Copping with me this morning, and we're talking about Shout and kind of what they do. So good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
I guess first things first, what is Shout and, you know, what do you guys do?
Shout is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the community. Ralph Waldo Emerson, a good number of years ago, he said, "Don't go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail."
That's right.
So there are lots of good nonprofits that do things. We chose instead to go where there is no path and leave a trail.
Yeah. And you guys are really kind of about the beautification of our area, correct?
Cultural enrichment, beautification.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of those things that you guys do to do that?
Well, in the cultural enrichment area, we started the South Haven Performance Series, which is chamber music.
Mm-hmm.
The highly successful South Haven Speakers Series. And the South Haven Theater Series, our most recent venture.
Yeah. Why is stuff like that important for a community like this?
It's tremendously important for the enrichment of the community. And South Haven is a perfect place to have it.
Yeah. I truly believe that the arts and stuff like this brings community together. And one of the things that whether you're on a side of an issue that you're over here and someone else is over here, typically you can meet together in the middle for music, for art, and those things kind of transcend all boundaries, I believe. And who are some of the people that work on Shout?
Oh, we have so many, it's hard to say. Ron and Donna Goodrich have been with Shout for a good number of years. Mark Odland and Ray Odland. They've done a wonderful job on the bridge with the flowers in the last
red begonias, right?
For a number of years, Shout has had the cottage walk. They put holiday greens and bows on the bridge in addition to the flowers. The downtown antique style street clock, the street clock at the waterfront. We initiated. We provided funding for the, a number of years ago, for the American Wind Symphony trip visit, street lamp in Monroe Park, rain garden at Huron Street, benches on the beaches, 26 of them.
Wow.
The Dykeman Bridge historic marker, three sculptures downtown, including the little girl in front of City Hall. It's hard to cover them all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, you guys have certainly done a lot of things that I didn't know about, and I didn't realize you guys have done that many things. And how long has Shout been around?
Shout's been around close to 30 years, I'd say.
Okay. Wow. And I'm born and raised here. I can't believe this is the first time I'm hearing about it. So I guess, you know, for me, I'm kind of glad that I could actually be a part of helping getting the word out. Not to say I'm the most connected and I know everything that's happening around town, but typically I know about stuff like that. So I think I feel pretty good about being able to help you guys and make sure that people know about what you guys do. What is on the horizon for Shout? What do you have coming up that you guys are looking to start?
Well, that's a good question. We're having a meeting on Wednesday to discuss just that. And it might be a little premature, but we have a couple of things in mind.
Sure. Well, I hope so. You know, and if you guys have been around for 30 years, you must always be kind of looking towards the future. And for any organization or business, if you're not looking toward the future, you're not going to be around for much longer. But, you know, being able to see that clock down there by the right where the marina starts, that's one of your guys' too, right?
That is.
Yeah. And I mean, when that came up, I looked at it, I said, wow, that's kind of an interesting place for that. And it's just such a beautiful clock in the little bitty park right there, which not many people realize that is actually just a little bitty city park there.
And many supporters have purchased bricks with their names on or somebody they wanted to remember or an event.
Are they still able to get bricks purchase them?
So they certainly are.
Okay. So, you know, and I even see that, you know, like the wellness center and stuff. I think that anytime if someone still wants to get a brick, they can get them and they'll put them in for them. How much do those bricks cost?
The bricks cost $250. It's a wonderful way to remember someone or something.
Or something. Or just show that you care about the community and loving memory of South Haven. I mean, it's when you do give something like that, it sometimes isn't just the memory of someone. It's I want to make sure that these kind of things keep happening around the city because we do have a beautiful city. And are we done making it more beautiful? I don't think so. It's kind of a...
We'll never be done.
We'll never be done. There's always something to do.
And there are more people coming each year interested in seeing the city more beautiful and better.
Yeah. How many people does the Shout Board, or at least the membership, have?
We probably have about 60 paid members.
Okay. And how does someone go about if they wanted to become a member of Shout or even donate or whatever it may be?
Sure. We have a website called shoutforsouthhaven.org. And a membership application is there. It's $10. It's very reasonable. Always happy to have new members.
Is that $10 a year?
Yes.
Okay, so it won't break the bank, ladies and gentlemen. And certainly that if you're able to help support with this, you actually will be taking a hand and helping making our community and city even more beautiful. Any last words? It's kind of the end of the segment. It's flown by. Anything else you want to tell anybody about Shout that they might not know?
I don't think so, except the city seems to be doing very well, going on a wonderful path. Many new people coming in with great ideas and energy.
Yeah.
It's great to see.
Yeah, I do believe the future is bright for South Haven. We've got some big things coming up these days and some decisions to make on what path we take. But we're going to make them regardless, and hopefully we all make the best decisions possible and keep moving our city forward in the future and also make it more beautiful at the same time. Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome.
I certainly appreciate you having me this morning. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.